The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, do not be afraid. And when the disciple raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell this vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So when I start preparing for Thursday, I actually start reading the Gospel on Sunday and getting my thoughts together. And I read this and I went, oh, this is going to be one heck of a gospel to try and talk about. I mean, I understand the apostles. I would be scared to death if I saw what they saw. I would have fallen down and I don't know what I would have done, but I would have been frightened. But Jesus was there. He said, It's okay. And when they looked up, they were by themselves. And they're kind of going, This is very different. They're not sure what's happening. And as they came down, Jesus said, Don't tell anybody about this. What they were given a glimpse of what heaven will be like. We're very used to things being, you know, kind of one-dimensional. You do this, and then you do this, you do that. When you're driving, you know, you go here and you go there. Things just happen in order. Well, when we're in heaven, all that's kind of gone. There's really no order. It's just forever. You get to see friends, relatives, all sorts of people. It's an amazing place. So imagine when it's our turn to go. And we get there, and God greets us. And God says, Welcome, my beloved child. With you, I am well pleased.